Nothing like a warm-hearted comedy just in time for the holidays. And Festival Stage of Winston-Salem has you covered with its season number 3 opener, The Last Night of Ballyhoo, the Tony Award-winning Pulitzer Prize-nominated play by Alfred Uhry, the man who brought us Driving Miss Daisy. It runs through November 4th at Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem, and you'll find links to ticket information at wfdd.org/triadarts.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
The Last Night of Ballyhoo takes place in Atlanta, Georgia in 1939 and tells the story of an extended Jewish family as they prepare for Ballyhoo, the social event of the season amidst the worsening European conflict and the premiere of Gone with the Wind. The family of eccentrics grapple with discrimination and acceptance, the past and present, and they'll have you laughing and crying at the same time. Festival Stage Director and Davidson College Theater Department faculty Anne Marie Costa and Festival Stage Actor Rebecca Kuhn, who plays Boo, drop by to talk about the play.
Well, Boo is a frustrated woman, having lost a husband who was not particularly impressive in his accomplishments, and relegated to living with her brother, and having a daughter who is pretty much a misfit, has come home prematurely from college, not embraced by her peers. And so I'm worried about her future. There's actually, when you see and hear this play, it will hearken to Tennessee Williams' Glass Menagerie and Amanda and Laura. There are some obvious parallels that Uhry must have admired that play.
A lot to be admired there.
Yeah. Ultimately, there is a turn for the better by the end of my play. But I'm kind of a sourpuss most of the time.
Which is completely out of character for you. I don't know how you can do that. She's a method actress.
I mean, what one of the other things she is, which is from the audience's standpoint, is she's very funny, as Rebecca can do so well, right? So because she wants to try to control her daughter, and she often fails horribly at this, that it's funny. It's very funny to watch.
I imagine any parent can relate.
Yeah. Listen to this. This is the crux for me. She talks about her daughter was the cutest little baby there ever was. She had so many birthday party invitations in nursery school, I ran out of ideas for presents to give. And then, the first week of kindergarten, she comes down with the red measles. The very first week. And of course, by the time she was ready to go back to school, all the popular children had formed their attachments. And no matter how she tried, or I tried for her, she was never able to catch up. I tried for her. You know, these hovering parents.
helicopter moms of the 30s.
Yes.
Perfect. No, that glimpse right there gives you a taste of the overthinking that can go on. But it's when you're in the middle of that, it all seems so real.
And it also gives you a taste of one of the things that I think the audiences, particularly in this area, will love, is that they're Southern characters. They're these charming, eccentric Southern characters.
Passive-aggressive is what we
are. And you're going to see reminders of your aunt or your uncle, or a little bit maybe even of yourself or your grandmother or your sister or cousin in the play.
Of a
Festival Stage Director and Davidson College Theater Department faculty Anne Marie Costa and actor Rebecca Kuhn. The Last Night of Ballyhoo by Alfred Uhry, the man who gave us Driving Miss Daisy, has been called one of the best American plays of recent decades, and it kicks off the third exciting season of Festival Stage of Winston-Salem, running through November 4th at Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to ticket information and more at wfdd.org. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.